you might win the lottery and get a month's holiday in Europe. Praise God. I'm going to join the coffee team. Who's with me? Awesome. Well, good morning. It's great to see you. I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful stepmom, Tony, for Friday. It was her birthday. She turned 42. So it's beautiful and wonderful. I'm excited for Extreme Conference this week. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so much fun. You're all invited to join us in the evening sessions. It starts Wednesday night at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. and it repeats the same Thursday and Friday. And we've got some great guest speakers joining us. The room is going to be absolutely packed. I think this might be one of our biggest years yet. So I really encourage you, get into the room, come in early, try and find a seat. It's going to be amazing what God's going to do. If you'd like to help with just help preparing some lunches, we're looking for four people, like Pastor Denise said. Would love to take your name down or at the info desk if I don't get to catch you after the service. But other than that, let us open the word this morning. We're going to be looking and starting off in Acts chapter 2 in just a moment, but I'm going to pray first. This morning, the title of a message is called Those Who Carry the Sound. Those Who Carry the Sound. We are all called to carry a sound. And in fact, all of us are carrying a sound, but we're called to carry a sound. And so let's pray this morning before we open the scriptures, and then we'll get into it. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. God, even just looking at those pictures and videos in Sri Lanka, I thank you that we get to be here together as family, Lord, without fear of sickness and fear of persecution, and be together in unity to worship you in this room with air conditioning, praise the Lord. We thank you, God, for all the gifts you've given us. We thank you for your word, Lord, that we have access to. And I pray, God, that this word would become alive in us, that you, Lord, would have your way in us, and that we would truly reflect and shine your word into this world so that your kingdom comes and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We love you, Lord. Speak to us this morning. Help us to see you more clearly, to walk in boldness and authority, to walk in our nature and in our identity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to be looking in Acts chapter 2 this morning. And if you haven't read the book of Acts before, this is the moments in Acts chapter 2. It's moments after, days after Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in a tomb for 3 days, so he's definitely dead. And then 3 days later, he resurrected. And he revealed himself to hundreds of people in the towns and the nearby places. He revealed himself, and they could see the nails, the holes in his hands from the nails, and they could see where he was cut on the side and pierced, and they knew this was Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But he looked a little bit different. He was shining. He was full of joy. He wasn't hanging on a cross anymore. He was alive and resurrected in resurrection power. And he revealed himself to the disciples. He gave them some instructions. He gave them a mission. He empowered them and gave them this message of empowerment. And he said, go therefore into all the world and make disciples of all nations. He said things like, the same authority I have, I give to you. He said things like, baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then he said this to his disciples. He said, I want you to wait. I want you to tarry. That's a cool word, tarry. I like that word. We need to get back to the tarry. He said, I want you to wait because I'm going to send you a comforter. He says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit and I will be with you always. How is he with us always? By the Holy Spirit. And so the disciples, after Jesus, he then ascended into heaven, and then they begin to pray and they begin to wait, and they found themselves in Acts chapter 2 praying in an upper room of a house. The top floor, penthouse suite, probably not. They were praying in this house in the upper room, and who knows how long they were praying for. Doesn't specifically give you the hours in which they were praying, but they were willing to wait a little longer than just maybe a 1.5 hour church service. And they stuck around, they waited. They pressed in because they heard a promise from the mouth of the Messiah that he was sending help and power by the Holy Spirit. And so they were praying. And as they were praying, it kicks off right here. Something incredible happens in the room. So let's read Acts chapter 2 in verse 2. Should be on the screens. There we go. We had to tarry for that one. All right, Acts chapter 2. Here we are. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven. Other verses say of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. They were in the room. They were waiting together. They were praying and waiting for the Lord. And the Holy Spirit came and filled the room. And there was a sound that came with it. Let me tell you, every time there has been a move of the Holy Spirit, there is a sound that accompanies it. You think of the walls of Jericho. when they marched around the walls of Jericho, they let out a shout, and there was a sound that people would remember in that generation. Whenever they heard someone shouting, they'd remember the walls crumbling down in Jericho. You know, great revivals across the world that have happened in modern history. We've seen revivals shape the world because the Holy Spirit didn't just stop moving in Acts. He's still moving today. And when you look and research about the revivals that have happened across church history, you would see that there are songs that accompany the move of God. There are sounds that accompany the move of God. Some of those sounds are the sounds of joy and laughter breaking out in the room. Some of those sounds are the sounds of repentance and people on their knees on the altar crying out in repentance to their God. You know, there's sounds of deliverance and people getting set free from demonic oppression and things that have tormented them for so long. There are sounds that accompany moves of the Spirit and moves of God. There are sounds that fill the atmosphere when Holy Spirit starts to move. Can you imagine with me, what would it have been like if you were in the upper room and you heard that sound? Can you imagine the sound? Because it wasn't just the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Can you imagine what your friends and your church and your prayer group would do if you were praying and you started to hear a stirring of a violent wind in the room? You wouldn't just be like, stop praying and be like, and then you open your eyes and you see fire flaming on people's heads, like a spiritual fire burning in the side of them. I don't know about you, but I'd probably pray a little louder. Praise a little louder, sing a little louder. I'd probably shout and rejoice and sing and cheer because the promise of the Holy Spirit has come. Can you imagine what it would have been like, what it would have sounded like for those who were in the city, in the streets surrounding the house, in the nearby houses, in the village in which they were praying? Can you imagine hearing the sound of a rushing mighty wind in someone else's house? Can you imagine hearing them speaking in different languages that they actually don't know how to speak? Can you imagine the shouting and the screaming and the rejoicing and the hallelujahs and the cheering coming from? What would it have sounded like to be in that city on that day? And then Peter comes out and he gets up in front of the crowd and he begins to tell them of what has just happened. This morning, as we talk about the sound and this year's theme for Extreme Conference, if you haven't seen the videos and seen the advertisements on Instagram and Facebook, the theme and the vision that God's given us this year is the sound. Because we believe God is releasing a sound and he wants us to echo it into the world. And so this morning, I want to touch on a few things. And I want to talk about three things that we are called to as believers in God, three things that we are called to that will release a sound into the world. The first thing that we are called to is we aren't called to conform, but called to transform. We aren't called to conform, we're called to transform. I was saying to our youth on Friday night, what does that word conform mean? You know, like, what do we think of when we hear that word conform? And what I first thought of was like a chameleon. You know, chameleons, they can kind of like blend into their environment and change color and do like cool stuff. And they got crazy eyes. I like their eyes. They're like, woo! Chameleons are awesome. They're great. I'd love to have a pet chameleon one day. And what they can do is, if I was a chameleon, I almost am a chameleon today. I'm kind of like blending into the back, but my skin color would change and blend into the back wall. Chameleons conform to their environment. Let me tell you guys, as Christians, we're not called to conform to our environment. We're not called to walk in to work and walk into school and walk into our family and just conform to the atmosphere in the room. We're called to transform. You know, I love the example of a thermostat and a thermometer. A thermometer reads the temperature, but a thermostat changes the temperature. It sets the temperature. As Christians, we aren't called to be subjects of our circumstances, but we're called to speak peace, be still, and change our circumstances. You're not called to conform, you're called to transform. You're called to transform. You're not called to fit in, you're called to stand out. Called to stand out. You know, sometimes we can find ourselves feeling, man, I just wonder why I don't fit in at work. I just don't fit in my environment. I struggled with this for years. I worked as an apprentice electrician in an environment and in a workplace that was really, really interesting and colorful and interesting characters that I worked with. And the stuff they would talk about at lunch on was, Smoko was crazy. Some of the conversations they would have, the way they would talk about their wives, the way they would talk about their kids, and it was disgusting, some of the conversations I heard in my workplace. Not every electrician's like that. Louis's a great electrician. Jono's a great electrician. Well, yeah, no, they're not like that. They don't conform. They don't conform. But in that environment, I found myself conforming. I found myself making the same jokes they did, talking about the same things they did, until I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit tell me I'm not called to fit in, I'm called to stand out. Why do you find it so hard to fit in? Because you're not called to fit in, you're called to stand out. Jesus stuck out like a sore thumb in an environment where people oppressed women. Jesus empowered women and gave them a chance. In an environment where a holy man or a rabbi or a priest wouldn't talk to sinners, Jesus would go and sit and have lunch with them. He stood out. He didn't fit in. You're not called to fit in, you're called to stand out. You're not called to conform to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2, you're called to transform. My notes are really dark on my phone today. They are conforming to the light pattern, but I will turn that up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a difference in the spirit. There is a difference between the noise of this world and the sound that is coming from the heart of God. The world gets very noisy. And let me tell you, it's not just noisy in 2022, it's been noisy for a long time. Let me tell you, in the days of Noah, it was very noisy. In the days of Jesus, it was very noisy. The world releases these noises, noises of fear. You turn on the news, what sort of noises do you hear? You hear fear-mongering. You might walk into work and you might hear the noises of gossip and hatred and bitterness. There's noises resounding of unforgiveness. There's these noises that pollute the atmosphere that God never intended for those noises to fill the earth. You know, when Jesus taught us how to pray and said, pray like this, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are called to release the sound of heaven upon the earth and change the sound in our workplace, change the sound in our family that's been echoing for generations, to actually say, you know what? I'm going to cut it off here. For so long in my family, this issue of fear or this issue of insecurity or this issue of poverty has affected and cursed my family for so long. The buck stops with me. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm going to release the sound of prosperity. I'm going to release the sound of blessing, release the sound of hope. We are called as those to release the sound of heaven upon the earth. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We, as earth as it is in heaven. We are called to be those who bring transformation. Transformation. You know, everything has a sound. I learned this did this in my electrical apprenticeship. We learned about energy and how energy moves and how we learned about magnetism, but we also learned a little bit about vibrations, and every sound is actually a vibration. Do you know this? You guys know this? Every sound is a vibration. You know, when Chris Lang gets up here and shreds on his guitar and he hits one of those strings on the guitar, it releases a vibration and that vibration creates a sound. You know, when you've got a piano, when you hit the key on the piano gracefully, it releases a sound and a vibration. Everything has a sound has a vibration. But also, scientists discovered, like Albert Einstein, he said everything has a vibration. Even still and stagnant objects are actually not still and stagnant objects. When you bring them down to a microscopic level, you realize everything is vibrating. Everything has a vibration. Everything has a sound. Some of our ears just can't hear the sound that it's making. You know, right now, I can't hear the sound of your heart beating within your chest, but if I got a little closer, I could. There's so much more to what meets the eye in our world, and in quantum physics, they're discovering this sort of thing. They're discovering and they're listening at things on a deeper level. They're tuning in and tuning in on a different level to what's actually happening beneath the surface and what we can see beyond our eyes. Everything has a sound. And just like when a guitarist would play a note or a string on the guitar, it would release a sound. What sort of things are affecting the sound that you echo in your life? Because you are vibrating, you are releasing a sound, literally and metaphorically, literally and spiritually. You are releasing a sound. And I hope and pray that the situations you walk into do not pluck the string in the wrong way, where you release a sound that is not from heaven, is not from the heart of God. And the reality is, we all are like this. Even though Pastor Cheryl is probably the most holiest person in the room, even she some days is plucked the wrong way. Even she some days hits a chord and a string or a sound that is not from the heart of God. I do it too. We do it all. We all do. Hey, Jeff. We all sometimes affected by our situation. Anyone else honest with me this morning? Thank you, Hannah. Amazing. We all are sometimes affected by our circumstances. But we can come into the presence of God and allow the vibration and the sound that comes from the heart of God to shift and change us. You know, I love coming into prayer and worship, because what it's doing, it's like tuning the strings of my heart in line with His key, in line with His ways. Your ways are higher than my ways. God, search my heart and see if there's any wicked way in me. And if there is, tune me back in line with Your presence, with Your sound, with Your will. I don't want to echo sounds of fear and gossip and frustration and bitterness into the world. There's enough of that going on. We need You to echo the sound of heaven, to echo a sound of hope, to echo that your life would echo the gospel. That when people come in contact with you, you pluck their string in the vibration and the frequency of heaven. Have you ever been in a room where you walk into a room and someone is maybe in quite a bad mood, and they're quite, you know, whatever's going on, you can sense it. Anyone sense that before? Like, you walk into a room and you were having a great day, and then you walked into the room and you sensed someone was in a bad mood, and it automatically, you just started to feel like you were in a bad mood too. You kind of picked up on their vibration, you picked up on their sound. Anyone felt like that before? Because you all got senses, we all sense that sort of thing. How important is it that we, as the church, the hands and feet of Jesus, walk into a room and release the sound of heaven? Put a smile on our face. You know, when you put a smile on your face, you're releasing joy, the sound of joy. There's something that shifts when the church carry the sound of heaven. This is why it's so important that when you wake up in the morning, you don't just put on your boots, put on your shirt, and head out for the day. But it's so important that you would wake up and come in alignment with the will and the presence of God. I like to get up, and the moment I put my feet on the ground, I stop and I love to say, Holy Spirit, good morning. Thank You for Your presence. Lord, help me to walk in alignment with You today. And you know, after preaching this sermon, I want to pray in the mornings, Lord, help me to resound the sound that is coming from the heart of the Father. Lord, I pray that I'd walk into environments today, that when I see my family, that when I see my friends, that when I walk into work, that God, the sound of heaven would be released into that atmosphere, and that people would sense your grace and your love and your joy and your peace. God, if anyone's needing peace today, then pluck my strings so that I'm releasing the sound of peace. The Word of God does this as well. It's not just prayer. It's not just worship. It's the Word as well. You start reading the Word of God and something begins to jump off the page and it changes the sound in your heart. We are called to release a sound, and we're all carrying a sound, but we need to carry His sound. We're not carrying the noise of the world. We love coming into worship. You walk out of worship and you feel like you're a little bit different. You feel like something shifted because there is a tuning happening. You are catching the vibration of the sound that is flowing from the heart of God. It's actually very interesting when you look at the science of how that affects our hearts and our minds throughout the day. Point number two, the second thing we're called to carry is we are called to carry freedom. We are called to be wild and free. Wild and free. I love John the Baptist because he was wild and free. I love reading the stories of some of the prophets because they were wild and free. Who knows? There are people in the world today that think that they're wild and free, but they're actually not. You know, I had friends at school, and I was one of them. I was joining in. I was conformed into the environment and the sin culture that I was involved in. And there was people that thought they were wild and free. I had a friend. She was, you know, when we were 17, my friend, she thought she was wild and free because she could sleep with any guy she wanted in the school. And she thought she had control over that. So she thought by doing that, she was wild and free. But later on in the years, when I look back and I see her, and I actually saw her the other day, and I had a conversation with her, she had this wild and free exterior, but deep within her eyes, you could see she was upset. She was lonely. She was empty. She was broken. A lot of people in the world, they think that they're wild and free, but they're actually a slave to addiction. They're a slave to their circumstances. They're a slave to the system of the world. But the Church of Jesus Christ is called to be truly wild and free. Wild and free does not mean we're chaotic and do whatever we want. Wild and free actually means that we have the Spirit who sets people free. The Spirit of the Lord, where He is, there is freedom. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. And when He comes and abides in us and we abide in Him, we have true freedom to rule and reign over the earth. Here, I've written up here, for wild, what does it mean to be wild and free in the kingdom? Wild means faith to believe that anything is possible. I love talking to Pastor Rob because some days he challenges my faith. And I'll say, I don't know how we can do this thing, Pastor Rob. And he says, well, have you prayed about it? Faith to believe that anything. Pastor Rob's a little bit wild sometimes. He is. And it's good. We ought to be a little bit wild. Free. What does free mean? No longer slaves to the sin culture of this world. No longer slaves to addiction, but free to prosper in righteousness, in right standing with God, walking in power and love. You are called to be wild and free. Somebody say amen. 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 The last point here today that I want to close with, and worship team, would love to have you join me on stage. And I love that new song that we're singing. I love that song where we're releasing a sound, and we'll sing that as well again this morning, and we'll get ready for baptisms in just a moment. But the last point today is this. It's very important that we understand this as believers. We aren't called to start the sound, we're called to join in it. We're not called to start a sound, we're called to join in it. There is a sound of worship that has been resounding since the beginning of time. You know, we read in the Bible that the angels circle around the throne of God, singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And they sing it for all eternity. There's a sound in heaven of worship, of adoration, of glory. But also, there's stories and visions and pictures we see in the Bible of another sound in heaven, the elders casting their crowns down at the feet of Jesus. That there's people coming before the presence of Jesus saying, worthy is the Lamb, singing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. When we worship at 9:30 on a Sunday morning, and Jacques beautifully and graciously plays those keys, He does not start worshiping. He joins in on heaven's song. When you hop in your car and you turn your worship music on the way to work, you don't start worshiping. You join in on a sound that has been resounding since the beginning of time. And that's beautiful, because there are some days where I feel like I can't make this sound up myself. I simply can join in it. I can humbly come before the throne of grace and join in heaven's song. Mighty is God to save. Worthy is the King of glory. We don't start worship, we join in it. You know, this year at Extreme Conference, I believe God's going to do something new, but we're not going to start it. We're just joining in on the new thing He's already doing. We don't start it, we join in. And this is why it's so important that you would take time before you make big decisions in life, before you step out, to actually stop and listen before you walk. That we would listen first, then obey. Because there is a sound of the Lord speaking. He is singing over you. He is releasing blessing over you. He is releasing direction over your life. He's got blueprints and plans for your life to prosper you and not to harm you. If you do it in your own strength and in your own way, you're probably going to harm yourself. But if you would stop and listen to what sound is flowing from the heart of the Father, you would hear a sound that is a better word than maybe your own thoughts. If you would listen and pause, then obey and follow. We don't start things, we join in them. We don't start missions projects, we join in on them. We don't start our worship, we simply come in and join in with heaven. Would you stand with me? We want to join in on worship this morning. Thank you, Jesus. And I love that song because it communicates that beautifully. So beautifully. Let's just posture our hearts to worship. I want to do something together this morning. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to open your hands or lift your hands to heaven, you can. However you like to become aware of the presence of the Lord. I want you to imagine if you were on the streets of Jerusalem when they were praying in the upper room. Can you imagine what it sounded like? Can you imagine being in the room, in the upper room? The shouts of joy, the sound of a rushing mighty wind, the sound of the Holy Spirit surging throughout the atmosphere. Can you imagine people beginning to speak in tongues and in new languages, filling the room? Holy Spirit moving throughout the room. Can you imagine being seated in heavenly places with Christ? The worship and the adoration in the heavenly places towards the King of glory, the gracious Father who rules and reigns on a throne of grace, the Lamb that was slain but is now glorified. Can you imagine the sound? Allow that sound that flows from the heart of God to shift and change the sound that you resound, the sound that you're echoing. And I pray, Lord, this week, that from this moment forward, this week, we would echo the sound of heaven, that we would change atmospheres in our families, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our environments that we walk into. May we be people that release the sound of heaven, that puts out the noise of this world. We love you, Lord. Let's sing this morning. And if those who are joining us in baptism, you can go and get ready. But those, the rest of us, let's just turn our hearts to the Lord and tune in and join in on the sound of worship. Do you hear? What song do you hear? Begin to lift your voice. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. This week and change the sound. Lord, even when we're in the thick of it, may we step into your presence and become aligned and tuned with the heart of God and the sound that flows from the heart of the Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. I pray for anyone here this morning, Lord, who is hungry to know you, who wants to experience your presence, who wants to walk in relationship with you and know Jesus Christ as Savior. I pray, Lord, you'd continue to reveal yourself to them and give them boldness to step out and to ask questions and to lean into you. I thank you, Jesus. May we be those who carry the sound. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, would you join me and take your seats for another 5 minutes this morning? We're going to move into some baptisms today. And I'm super excited. I love baptisms. It's a great time to celebrate as a church. And I'm going to ask Paul and Ben to come and join me for the baptisms today, and AJ to come and join me as well on stage. So why don't you welcome these awesome young men up. Thanks, Claire. I just need this one. Hey, AJ. How you doing? Come and join me up here, man. Thanks, Jeff. take those down. Paul and Ben, you guys want to get the steps ready? And wonderful. I'm glad I'm not in there today because I don't want to slip and hurt myself. How you doing? I love that. You know when you're like a little bit nervous and you say, how you going? And someone says, not much. Where's mum and dad? Hey, do you guys want to come to the front row? You can. You guys have raised an awesome young man, an incredible young man. AJ's been a part of our youth now for how many years, bro? Do you know? Just 1 year. It's been a full year now because you served at Extreme Conference last year, hey, and made a bunch of friends, and then was, you know, he was already coming to youth, but like really locked in and committed. And it's been an awesome journey to walk with AJ and see how God can shape and direct a future. And I love that. This morning we're going to baptize AJ in just a moment. But I just wanted to say, when it comes to baptism, we are coming into a recognition of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this baptism represents that right there. That as we go into the waters of baptism, it's symbolic of Jesus as he died on the cross. He carried our sin to the cross, and then it was buried in the tomb. And then he resurrected 3 days later into resurrection life and power. And this morning as we have a baptism for AJ, that's what this is symbolic of. Leaving that sinful nature, the flesh and the past and all of those things that we've carried, leaving that in the water, leaving it in the grave and being resurrected as a new creation, following Jesus into the death, burial and resurrection. Amen. So if you want to be baptized in the future, let us know. We love doing baptism at church. We love to do them on a family Sunday. And this is significant that this is happening the weekend before Extreme. Amen. This is the first of many that will be made new creations this week at Extreme Con. This is the first of many that will be set on fire for the gospel and walk in the newness of life. I'm super excited about that. Amen. All right, AJ, let's do this. I'm going to take this towel for you and you can slide on in. Maybe we should get a slide pastor up. That would be fun. That would attract the youth. Church would be full of young people getting baptized. Thanks, Ben. Awesome. Ben and Paul are two amazing youth leaders at the Tribe where we meet on Friday nights. And they've been a little bit a part of this journey with AJ as well and helping mentor him and sharing with him and discipling him. And so that's why I asked them to be in the tank this morning. But today, AJ, is a special day for you, bro. I wanted to ask you and get you to share with people this morning what it is and why it is that you have decided today to be water baptized.
Because if I get baptized, I'll be a follower of Christ through his gospel and miracles. I'll be a trailblazer to people. But like, if they want God or like Jesus, I just help them.
That's awesome, bro. Amen. How good is that? And he's wearing the Trailblazer shirt today. When I talked to him on Friday, I said that. Why do you want to be baptized? Because I'm going to ask you that. And he said, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be a trailblazer. I want to live different to the world. And he said, I'm going to wear my Extreme shirt, my Trailblazer shirt when I get baptized. So good. Let that be a prophetic symbol today of that baptism. And so, AJ, I'm going to ask you a few questions and then I'll just get you to put your hands like this and Ben and Paul are going to baptize you this morning. But AJ, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you believe that he died on the cross and was buried and then 3 days later rose again? And do you believe that today, as a symbol of baptism, that you are going to follow Jesus Christ and you've repented of your sins and that today you walk in new creation identity? Well, AJ, on the confession of your faith, today we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We want to pray for AJ today. So Ben and Paul, why don't you come and lay hands on him and let's just stretch out our hands to AJ. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for AJ's life. Lord, I thank you for the journey that he's been on with you. And I know, God, through the highs and through the lows, you never leave nor forsake. And I thank you that he has a testimony of your goodness and your unfailing love, that you would never give up on him. God, today I pray and I prophesy over him that he will be a trailblazer from this day forward. I pray, Holy Spirit, you'd anoint him afresh right now in Jesus' name. Fill him, Lord, with the baptism of the Holy Spirit afresh. Lord, may he overflow like he prayed and like he said. May he overflow with miracles. May he overflow and lead people into the kingdom of God. I pray, Lord, that you'd fill him with strength today by the power of the Holy Spirit. No longer weak, but strong in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We bless our brother in Christ today. We thank you for his new creation identity. And we thank you, God, for many lives that will be influenced because of his love for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Awesome, bro. So good. Congratulations, Mum and Dad. You've got a great young man. You've got a great young man. Why don't, Mum, would you like to take this? There you go. Just don't want him to drop it in the water or something. Well, church family, it's been a great morning. Memberships, baptisms, hearing about our missionaries overseas. I love Family Sundays. They're so much fun. I encourage you, come and hang out this week at Extreme Conference on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. If you're able to help out, we'd love to figure that out. If you want to talk to somebody who you want prayer this morning, our pastoral care team are on the front row here. And we love you. Have an amazing week. Go and release the sound of the heart of God. Bless you, family. Have a great rest of your Sunday.